Can you smell that? Freshly baked croissants and steaming hot coffee. Oh, I am on air. Oops. Sorry, folks. When it comes to tasty breakfast, delicious lunch or dinner, I just can't resist. Speaking of which, today we are going to talk about food. More specifically, about the incredible diversity of food within the United Kingdom. While people had to travel to enjoy food from other cultural backgrounds just 50 years ago, you can now find Indian, Chinese, Italian, Mexican, Caribbean, German, or Middle Eastern food right in one place. Having a Chinese meal, a Greek, Hungarian, or Italian pizza, or an Indian takeaway is part of today's multicultural big cities. Before people of different nationalities and cultures started coming together and living with each other, British food was mostly about fish and chips, roast beef, and the famous Yorkshire pudding. These have certainly not disappeared from people's plates, but the dishes now offered are much more diverse and therefore representative of British culture these days. Just spend a few days in London, for example, and see what you can find there. To give you a better picture, I have talked to various Londoners about their favourite cuisine. Let's hear what they have to say.
I am Thomas. My favourite food? Well, I have always loved pizza and pasta. For me, Italian food is the best thing one can eat. It's a combination of dark red tomatoes, Parmesan cheese, prosciutto, and spices like basil and oregano that my taste buds are fascinated by. It's not that easy, though, to find good Italian restaurants over here, since our pizzas are often served the American way, with just too much greasy cheese and the dough is definitely too thick. Luckily, I have found about 3 small restaurants run by Italians who care less about the money they make than about the quality of their cuisine.
Hello, my name is Kerry. I am from London. And I feel like having to take a stand for English food here. This goes to all the people in the world who believe that we cannot cook properly. Fish and chips is, by no means, all that we can do. As a matter of fact, we also have a long tradition of various dishes, which are very tasteful. Take the Lancashire hot pot, for example. That's a sort of stew with potatoes and lamb. Usually unknown to a lot of people, but surely worth the money.
Hi, I'm Paul. To be honest, I don't think I'd be able to make it through a whole week without eating Indian food at least once. I don't know why I like it so much. I guess it's mostly about the spices and also the way they prepare the meat they eat, which is primarily either lamb or chicken. Indian food relies on spices and is all about strong flavours. Garlic also plays an important role in Indian dishes. Turmeric, curry powder and cumin are essential ingredients. And vegetables are part of it, of course, such as potatoes and spinach. What I like most about it is that it's served quite spicy and hot.
This is it for today. Thanks for listening and don't forget to spoil your palate.